So how is your VIX today?
Actually, it's come down just a little bit, I think. Hang on a sec. I had it on a few cm. Hovering around 64.
So that, if I did the math correctly, means that it's predicting stock market swings of up to plus or minus 20% over the next 30 days or something?
Yeah. You read the chart.
That's pretty big swing.
Yeah. Makes me a little nervous.
So you actually wrote saying you'd read in news reports people saying, you know, it's its highest ever, and it's not its highest ever?
It's not its highest ever. It spiked well above 100 back in the October 87 crash, and then it hung on above 30, I think, for about 50 or 60 days afterward. But it didn't stay up at levels like 50 and 60 and 70. As we're facing right now.
How long has it been up at 50 or 60 or 70?
You're talking about second week in October. A couple of times it's sunk below 50, but not for very long.
So really there hasn't been a time in its history when it has been this high for this sustained period of time.
That's right.
The swings really stand out to me. To me that implies... Am I right? That implies that people really don't know what to make of things. It's not necessarily that they think everything's going to crash. It's they really don't. They don't know what to think.
That's exactly right. I view it as that they're uncertain. They just they've lost confidence in the marketplace, and people are standing on the sidelines. There's less trading activity. You can have trades that would have had virtually no impact on prices, causing significant movements these days.
Oh, you mean there are fewer people buying and selling so that when someone decides to sell, it may jerk around more. It's less smooth. Yeah, and people are selling in some cases huge quantities because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope your VIX is wrong or that the 20% is an upswing and not a downswing.
That's right. I'm hoping that.
All right. Hey, thanks very much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.